It's RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, America. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the first day of July, year of our Lord 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. As I've been doing most shows now for a couple of weeks, we begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. Only 10 seconds. School boards and administrators will say it takes too much of the school day. What a bunch of silliness. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our prep tip of the day, of course, fits in with Farmers Monday. I want to encourage all of you, because we're on a short timeline here, to get your night vision and or thermal imaging equipment now while you can. And we're going to be explaining these next 15 months, the short timeline, what it is, why it exists, and how to get ready for it. This is Farmers Monday. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA down there in Lebanon, Missouri. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, as all our listeners know, my life has been dramatically changed the last 5 days, and life does go on. That's why I'm here this morning, to continue my life. And Sam, you and I have been talking privately and publicly about what's been described as Civil War II, or the newest Civil War. There's various names this goes by. And I'm writing an article. It's not ready for publication for obvious reasons. I've been distracted the past 5 days. But I'm writing an article about the Civil War II, soon to be, and already is happening, depending on what criteria you use. And you and I share a commonly held belief that there may be a rocky road between now and November 2020, but all bets are off after November 2020, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, I really think that the forces that are at work are going to want to cause chaos in this country whether Donald Trump wins or whether a Democratic candidate wins. And I personally believe that Trump will be the last Republican president in the United States of America.
Well, that remains to be seen, of course. And why do you feel that way, sir?
For the main reason that the Republicans have failed to secure the borders. And that effect, the effect of not securing the borders, has allowed the demographics of the United States to change from people that basically believed in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights used to be the majority in both parties. But because of the failure to secure the border, we see more and more people coming across the border that want socialism, that want government handouts, that don't want the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and the things that we all cherish.
Well, I agree, absolutely. Well, this is Farmers Monday, so we're going to segue back and forth, and we'll be doing this every Farmers Monday for the foreseeable future, between alerting people so that they can be awake and to what's going on, and hopefully will give them some motivation to pay heed to the firearms message, which includes knowledge about firearms and training and all the things that are connected to it, correct?
Yeah, and I think for most people that aren't gun experts or haven't been in the gun culture for 20 or 30 years, I think the most important thing is that you, in your mind, take a mindset of, I'm responsible for my own security. I'm not going to rely on the government. I'm not going to rely on the police to protect me, because that's a myth. The government won't protect you, and the police won't be there when someone comes to your house to hurt you. So you have to have the mindset that you are responsible for your security, and one of the best ways to secure you and your family is with proper firearms training, proper firearms techniques, and learning how to secure your home in that manner.
Well, Sam, now, listen, please. Now, the police will show up. They'll make a nice chalk outline of your still warm body. They'll take hundreds of nice full-color photographs. They'll interview everybody. But they'll do all those things, won't they?
Yeah, they're very good at putting these little angled numbered card next to the empty shells, or putting a little number attached to a knife that stabbed you and killed you, and taking a photograph of you, your body, and the knife that did the job. So, you know, the fact is that it's not possible for the police to be everywhere all the time. The citizens outnumber the police over 1,000 to 1 in most communities. You can't guard 1,000 people with one person. And so it's really important that the average person understands the only way to provide any measure of security for you and your family is for you to take responsibility upon yourself to do it for yourself and your family. And that's the only realistic approach.
Well, as the old saying goes, when somebody asks me, John, why do you carry a 45 caliber pistol? My response is, a cop's too heavy to carry.
Well, when we guarded Viktor Belenko, the Russian fighter pilot that stole a MiG from the Soviet Union and escaped to an island in Japan, we guarded him over here in the United States for years. The KGB was over here trying to kill him, and it took 3 teams of 7 men, 21 people to guard one person around the clock, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of interested. When he was making his getaway, what was his altitude that he was flying? Do you know?
Well, there were moments when he was in the clouds, when there were aircraft in the area, he was trying to avoid detection, and there were moments when he was on the deck, not 10 feet above the water.
That's what I would suspect, yeah, 10 feet above the water, which means the slightest mishap, he would have been underwater.
I think if you listen to him describe the event, he would tell you that he was initially on a training exercise with other Foxbat pilots, and he took a left turn in the clouds, so that they couldn't see exactly what he was doing, and he took a heading towards Japan, and then when he broke out of the clouds, he dropped down onto the deck really, really close. There were boats, I believe, that described him 5 to 10 feet off the water.
Amazing. What a guy.
That's supersonic too.
He was going faster than the speed of sound also.
Yeah, there were moments. Well, if you're flying with other fox bats, you better be going faster than the speed of sound. The funniest story he told me about the whole situation was when he got to an island where he thought he could land, his low fuel light came on.
Oh, no.
And he heard this angelic voice speaking in Russian. He said, you are low on fuel. You must land now, you know, in a female voice. And he said that was the moment he knew he'd done the right thing. He was the chief test pilot of the Foxbat program. Nobody ever told him about a cockpit voice warning system for low fuel.
That's funny. Well, Sam, I deal, and I know you do too, I deal with more novices than you do because of your situation, but a lady friend was telling me about her handgun. She could not tell me what caliber it was. She's interested in when she's out gardening, having appropriate ammunition for killing poisonous snakes. So we talked about that a little bit. I'm pretty sure it was a 357 that her husband gave her, who's now deceased. But we have to deal with both ends of the spectrum. Men who have a lot of excellent experience, men who have a lot of bad experience, and men and women both who barely know what a firearm is, correct?
Yeah, you've got to deal with the range of people. Not everyone's going to dedicate the time to become an expert with a firearm, so the best you can hope for with those people is to keep them from hurting themselves and making sure they have decent equipment for the time that they do practice.
Right. Something I see a lot is more men than women, but I'm seeing it more with women these days also. They finish my class, or maybe they come in with already the class, and they want to buy something that Dirty Harry would carry, one of the largest handguns ever made, a 44 Magnum, or maybe a pistol that shoots shotgun ammunition. Typically, what the man will do is buy one of these big pieces. They carry it 1 or 2 weeks. They get up to the morning of that third week and say, I'm not doing this anymore. And they leave it in the safe, and they go buy something that's suitable for carrying. You've probably seen that a lot yourself, haven't you?
I do see that occasionally. You know, we try and recommend that people carry something that fits their hand physically, that's fairly light and slim and easy to carry, because if it's uncomfortable to carry or it's too heavy to carry all day and it starts to throw your back one way or the other, it becomes a problem. And so you want to develop a system as far as a holster and a weapon and the ammunition, something that's fairly light, reasonably compact for your body size, and has the right ammunition that will protect you and stop an attacker.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we do. That's what Sam does. That's what I do. We help men and women learn proper, safe gun handling techniques, learn how to make a good choice. There's no such thing as owning too many Smith & Wessons on one hand, but on the other, it would be a shame if you're on a tight budget to have a $400 or $500 pistol that's inappropriate and have to go out and buy something else. And once that pistol leaves the shop, even if it has been fired, it's not a new pistol anymore, is it?
Nope, it sure isn't. You definitely want to talk to an expert on handguns before you purchase a concealed carry or an open carry pistol, or what I like to call a daily carry. You know, there was a lot of people in the NRA that were very opposed to open carry.
Really?
And what they were really opposed to was they were opposed to people openly exercising their Second Amendment rights. And they were very critical of anyone who open carried. Well, now that we've seen the NRA's true position on gun control and gun rights, they've sort of outed themselves in the last few months. I think we can say that any advice from the NRA is suspect.
Well, that sounds like a stance that would be held by current and former law enforcement. What do you think?
Well, and who runs the NRA? Retired FBI agents. If you think retired FBI agents are interested in you preserving your gun rights, I've got some really beautiful swampland in Florida I'd like to sell you.
Well, that's been not entirely my experience, but a lot of my experience parallels that, unfortunately, especially the older agents. I've seen less of that with the younger agents than with the older ones. Retired FBI agents in their 60s and 70s seem to be more prone to that. That's been my observation. How about you?
No, I would agree with that statement entirely, but you have to understand the people that they're picking to run the NRA and the NRA Law Enforcement Training Division, they're not interested in your gun rights, and they're older FBI agents. But the majority of the FBI agents over 65, they're good Americans. They understand the Constitution. They decided to serve their country by serving in the FBI. And, you know, we thank them for their service. But the people that are in charge of the NRA are definitely not interested in supporting your gun rights. That's the problem. You know, that's why they support bump stock bans. They're supporting a suppressor ban. They're supporting red flag laws. They're supporting all of this unconstitutional garbage. By the way, they were completely silent with the 1968 Gun Control Act. Well, what happened in 1996 with the assault weapons ban? Did you see the NRA stand up and oppose that? Absolutely not. The NRA has been complicit in every major gun control legislation passed in the United States of America.
Well, I was pretty active in the 1994 situation there, and I know they gave their highest rating to Congressman Jim Talent, who voted in favor of the ban on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines. And Jim Talent was either the last or next-to-last vote for it to pass. And I know in Metro St. Louis and most of Missouri, as far as that goes, the Second Amendment guys and gals were just absolutely outraged that the NRA would do such a thing. But that's what happened, isn't it?
Well, Jim Talent, bless his heart, I have to thank him personally, because he is, when I was a young man and I listened to Jim Talent give a speech on the Second Amendment and explain how it had everything to do with hunting rights, that was my first indication as a young man that there was a problem with the Republican Party. And I want to thank Jim Talent for explaining that to me.
Well, he held one town hall meeting following that vote in September of 1994. He never had another town hall meeting the rest of his political career, ever. Ever.
He couldn't hold a town hall meeting.
No.
He had no idea what the Second Amendment was about. He outed himself. He embarrassed himself. He got tremendous criticism behind closed doors from his donors. And he was never a supporter of the Second Amendment. Like I said, he's the guy that taught me as a young man that there were real problems in the Republican Party.
Right, right. Well, that aside, people need to be aware of what's coming at us. One of my favorite authors, he's a former special operator, Matt Bracken, B-R-A-C-K-E-N, Matt Bracken, has written a number of articles and novels, both dealing with our freedom, our liberty, and what's coming at us in terms of a second civil war. The paper I'm writing, which has been delayed for obvious reasons the past week, we'll delve into this quite a bit. I don't believe people will get the necessary motivation just listening to you and I talk, Sam. I think they need to do some independent reading, some independent research to convince themselves, as opposed to listening to radio talk show hosts, that what we're talking about is real, that what we're talking about is a clear and present danger. What do you think?
Well, I think it's absolutely true. I would never want someone to take what I say at face value. You know, when we had teachers, the guys that taught me how to shoot firearms, by the way, that were fantastic instructors, guys like Neil Terry and Carlos Hathcock and Ron Hain and Tony Boyer, these are guys in the Benchrest Hall of Fame. These are guys that are snipers, working snipers, some of the best in the world.
That's right. Hold that thought.
Kind of mean.
Hold that thought, Sam. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Here's a little song. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the first day of July, visiting with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone is 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. This is Firearms Monday, and we're talking about anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, ammunition, training, legislation. Sam, my prepper tip of the day is to encourage people to get their night vision and or thermal imaging now. Once a crisis starts, you're not going to get your hands on this kind of equipment. It's simply not going to happen, is it?
No, these are higher dollar items that are made in very small volumes, and they're very limited in production. And so typically what you do is place an order, and then you wait 3 to 6 weeks for delivery. And once a crisis hits, all of the wealthier people will buy up all of the night vision, all of the thermal, and all of the ammunition that's available in the distribution chain. It will be
right.
gone.
Right.
And you
want
to know that.
We saw that with ammunition within a few days after Obama being elected the first time. Sam, I was having coffee with a friend of mine recently, and he told me he needs to buy a gun safe number 5 because the 4 he has are getting filled up pretty quick. And I don't believe he owns a single piece of night vision or thermal imaging. I need to confirm that. I'll be talking to him later this week. But that's not uncommon, is it?
No, and if you're security-minded, it's rather a poor expenditure of your resources. There's no point in having 25 rifles and 35 pistols. You need 2 good rifles, 2 good pistols, a lot of ammo, and some good thermal equipment and suppressors if you're security-minded. You'll spend money in that direction, not spend money like a collector.
There was one of my favorite films about the Vietnam War. It's titled Go Tell the Spartans. And there's a scene there where this old Viet Cong guy, he'd been fighting the Japanese and the Viet Minh, now the Americans. He's only got one eye. He's a skinny little Vietnamese guy. He's walking along through this rice paddy carrying his 100-year-old bolt-action rifle. And here comes an American helicopter. He picks it up, takes careful aim, shoots one round, and the helicopter crashes. And... But that was sheer determination. He knew that rifle. He knew where it would hit. He knew how much lead he had to give the helicopter for its speed. And he brought it down with that one shot. I think it was a Moisan Nagant that he had. But there's an old saying, beware the man who owns but one rifle, correct?
Yeah, and there's some wisdom in that saying. A guy that only has one rifle knows exactly what it's capable of. A guy that shoots 15 different rifles during the year spends very little time with just one rifle, typically. So he's not as familiar and as up to speed and current on the trajectory and the leads of that one particular system.
My first Special Forces assignment with the 6th Group, we had a arms room. We had an example, at least one example, of pretty much every firearm made since the 1890s all over the world. It was a pretty extensive collection. And I would look at it and think, man, there's a lot to learn here. there is a lot to learn. But you don't need to learn everything that a Special Forces armorer knows, do you, sir?
No, you don't. You really need just what we call a CQB rifle, close quarters battle, and a couple of handguns, and you need to know what that rifle does, and I would say at least be proficient with it out to 500 yards. If you've got a CQB sight on it, you should at least be able to hit a man-sized target out to 200-300 yards, and you should be very good at keeping the gun running. In other words, changing the magazine, reloading, clearing jams, all of those types of things. Those are the things you want to practice, because in a gunfight, your ability to keep that gun running is critical to your survival and eventually prevailing in the situation.
Absolutely. Well, these are all things that can be learned. For somebody on the outside just getting involved, it may appear to be esoteric and difficult and so forth. But with many things, once you get involved, start getting good professional training as opposed to a well-meaning, and this is for you ladies out there, a well-meaning spouse, brother, adult son, father. I've seen so many well-meaning men hand a heavy caliber pistol to a woman the size of a 12-year-old boy. Here, honey, shoot this. What a huge mistake. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jared Moore here on Monday, the first day of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. Lots of interesting things there that will educate you, inform you, entertain you, possibly make you angry once you find out, for example, that, well, we've been getting poisoned for about 60 years or so with the introduction of sodium fluoride into our drinking water. We're having an energy cleaner 4th of July sale beginning immediately. We may have a short week this week, so I need to get the word out. 4th of July sale on energy cleaners, $25 off energy cleaners beginning today, 10% off mattress pads. This goes until midnight, Monday the 8th. So you got some time to take part into this and get your energy cleaner, $25 off mattress pads, 10% off. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Desert, disregard, old habit, Sam, I'm sorry, Freedom Center USA. down there in Lebanon, Missouri. The telephone number is 417-718-2597. Sam, we got a couple of callers on hold. First, we have Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John and Sam. Quick question.
Good morning.
I've got a little Ruger 1022. Well, I've got two, but I have put two scopes on one that I use for fairly up close varmint control, particularly at night. And neither one of them has been satisfactory. What would both of you recommend so far as a good little scope for Ruger 1022?
Well, before Sam answers, as of today, Monday, the 1st of July, if you lived in Washington State, Jerry, and you wanted to buy that little 1022, there'd be a 10-day waiting period, and you have to go through extraordinary paperwork because that little 1022 is now an assault weapon. But Sam, go ahead, sir.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, these politicians better start fearing assault rope. But anyway,
let me interrupt just a second. I'll send it to you, John. A friend of mine sent me a picture, caption on it, "We're doomed." And it showed this young man walking out of Home Depot with a shopping cart, with a two-wheel dolly inside the shopping cart. You just
right.
Think about that. Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
I think the picture that just gets kind of anyway. I thought about that
about
what she said, John. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sam.
Okay, so if we ignore the Tide Pod eating generation and we get back to scopes, I would recommend that you look at a Bushnell Elite 4500. They make them in several different power ranges. And they're a reasonably cost-effective scope. They're not a cheap scope, but they'll actually work very well. And for the money, you probably get the best lenses and the best design as far as the amount of money you're going to spend. But I would look at a Bushnell Elite 4500.
4500. Yeah, I was going to say I want a good, inexpensive scope. I don't want one of those cheap scopes, you know.
Well, the problem is there's no such thing as a good, inexpensive scope. You get what you pay for when it comes to optics, so you've got to be in that mid-price range to get a reliable scope. There's nothing under $200 that really, really works well. I wish there was.
Well, you know, a friend of mine, the one who sent me that photo, he's a sign painter, a signist, and he makes little signs that he sells. And my favorite one was, and he's been doing this for 30 years or better, the bitterness of poor quality lingers long after the cheap price is forgotten.
That's the truth.
And,
applies to optics.
Well, it applies to a lot of things, but the optics. Okay. All right. Bushnell Elite 4500. Okay. Thank you. Y'all have a good day and a good week.
Well, before you get away, Jimmy,
I get
to put my two cents in.
First
of all, as Sam says about this scope, it is an excellent, high-quality scope. Something I've come to realize for myself is, of course, it's densely forested where I am, and even in bright daylight, it's somewhat darker in the forest. I switched over all my optics, every one of them, to have an illuminated reticle. When it's early morning and getting towards dusk, those crosshairs basically disappear in the forest. An illuminated reticle takes care of that very effectively. I sometimes, and another, even in total darkness, it's never, unless it's really an overcast night with completely cloud cover, almost always, unless once again you're in a deep forest, but if you're in an open field at night, you can usually see the criminal that wants to cause you harm, but what you can't see is your sights. And that's where an illuminated reticle comes in there also. So,
And with varmints in the barn, chicken house, and this sort of thing, it's even more crucial.
Absolutely. So I want to just throw that in the mix. Sam, you got any follow-up on it?
No, I think you're exactly right. Now, when you get into the more sophisticated tactical gear, we stop using illuminated reticles because we're up against people with night vision that can see those reticles from a long way away. But back in the day, we used them in the transitionary periods, right as the sun was coming up, after it was too bright for night vision, but it wasn't bright enough to see your reticle, we would use those illuminated reticles, and they come in very, very handy, like you said, in those situations where you've got some light, but you don't have enough light to see a normal reticle in the scope.
Right, right. So, words of the wise, if you're up against Russian Spetsnaz that have night vision, turn off the illuminated reticle.
Well, there Absolutely. Is some. I've got a Trigicon scope that is a light gathering. It gathers any twilight light or anything. It is it's not powered by any kind of batteries or anything, which is it's extremely dark. If you can't, I guess it has that what do you call it? Radioactive stuff that glows in the dark.
It either has tritium or it has
tritium.
Fiber optic light gathering mechanism.
Yeah, it has both, which is really good, but goodness, it's a lot of scope to put on a little 1022, you know. And like I say, it's a for varmints. It's not to go out, as a old retired police sergeant out of Austin used to say, he said he's seen more damage and deaths done by 22s than he said anything else when he was police officer. He said that 22 will get in between those ribs and rattle around and do some serious damage. So, yeah. But anyway, okay, thank you, guys. I appreciate
okay.
it.
And thanks for the call, Jerry.
And remember the force.
Roger that. Okay. Next, we go to Ty in Texas. Texas, this is our Texas morning. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, gentlemen. Real quick, John, you've been in my prayers, sir. Sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Sam, I cannot wait to come train with you. I'll be giving you a call here pretty soon to figure out what that looks like. But I've been listening to you on the show here. Love everything you guys bring. Jerry, thank you for asking that question. I have been on my list of things to do is to figure out putting together a 1022, so that checks that off the list. Appreciate that, sir. Real quick, John and Sam, have you guys heard of this book by Robert Patrick Lewis called The Pact?
I haven't heard of it.
Okay. Check it out. He's a Green Beret. It's a modern-day Red Dawn type of fiction.
What's the last name of the author?
Lewis. Robert Patrick Lewis.
Lewis. Okay. Robert Lewis. Okay.
Here's the question I wanted to ask. Yeah, check it out. Here's the question I wanted to ask. And the audience, I hope you take a second to think about it. Okay, Sam and John, which is it? Is it training and no gun, or gun and no training?
Give us some. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Just simply, you either have zero training and a gun, or you have no gun and training. Which one do you pick?
Oh, well, I would go with the training. Obviously, you always get a gun, but the training is a lot more difficult. And in World War II, for example, the Germans didn't run out of airplanes; they ran out of pilots. But go ahead, Sam.
I would say for the average guy, I would agree with John. For the average female under 140 pounds, I might say gun and no training. If you give a female a revolver, she might, in a panic, be able to pull the trigger and defend her kids. But if you give a woman training and she has no gun, she's easily overwhelmed by
the right. I agree with that. And of course, I've sat across the interview table from more than 1,000 men charged with crimes, and there's nothing a criminal fears more than a woman with a gun, because they regard him as unreliable. You don't know what they're going to do.
I think it would depend on the situation and the person, but I really, to me, I look at that as a false dichotomy, particularly over time. Now, in the short term, that may be a real either-or situation, but hopefully over the long term, people learn that that's a false dichotomy and that they really don't have to,
over time don't have to subject themselves to that type of choice, and that they choose training and a gun.
Right, I agree with that. I think the thread that I was throwing out there that hopefully people would get, I know you guys do, and that's not being like one of my good friends who always has $500-$600 laying around to buy his 4/5-6 Glock, 5/6 AR-15, but he won't join me for a two-day class or take himself to a one-day class. There's just not enough time in the schedule, yeah, and there's not enough money in the pocketbook to do that. Yeah, and
excellent point, because that's a huge mistake on his part. You know, you can't buy the uniform. We used to joke a lot about the Visa snipers. You know, the guys that go out and they buy the hat and they buy the ghillie suit and they buy the gun and the ammo and they buy some scope that someone sold them that's supposed to be this excellent scope that's really junk. And they believe in their mind that they're now a sniper, and they have absolutely no training. They can't read the wind. They don't know their trajectory. You cannot buy your way into security. You have to train.
Amen to that. There's a woman who was armed, backed into her attic by an intruder who was not armed. And she was able to defend herself with a snub-nose 38. She was on the phone with her husband and dispatch at the same time when he finally broke through that door and she let him have it. Here's another good thing to think about, everybody. I know John and Sam get this. Pistols are really bad fight stoppers. That guy left the house, got in his car, drove 2 miles down the road, and then finally died. He died from 5 shots to the face and neck. Point blank.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Ty. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, we see both ends of the spectrum when it comes to stopping power of any firearm, don't we, Sam?
Yeah, I think that movies and TV shows have done a lot to create myths in people's minds. When you shoot someone with a handgun, do not expect them to drop instantly, because that's probably not going to happen. Sergeant Whaley in St. Louis County shot a guy that was holding a woman hostage in her own kitchen. Sergeant Whaley shot him on a SWAT call out 3 times in the head with a 40 Smith & Wesson round from an MP540, which is a longer barrel, which makes more velocity and more energy than a handgun. That guy lived in a mental hospital for 7 years before he died.
Well, how about that? getting back to the premise that we will be contending for 15 months, we've decided on this time frame because the Democrats know Donald Trump will be reelected. And I think they probably know that they're making complete idiots of themselves, and they're probably going to lose Congress. I hope they lose Congress. But even if they retain control of the House of Representatives, they know this president will continue appointing conservative federal judges. He's already appointed a bunch. He has more than 100 more to go. He will definitely... Ruth Bader Ginsburg cannot last much longer. She can't. So she'll be replaced. The possibility exists of another one as well. They've lost for a generation or more once President Trump leaves office in 6 years, haven't they, Sam?
Well, I think that the Republicans' days are numbered. I think Trump could likely win the election. But I'm not so sure that they'll retake the House. I think that the voter rolls are so polluted, and with the corruption in the electronic voting machines, that there's a real risk that Trump may not win and that they may not take the House back. I'm not convinced that Trump will win. I hope he does. But the bottom line is, if you're betting on the Republicans taking over and reestablishing liberty and a Democratic Republic in this country, I think you're kidding yourself. And even if Trump does win, that only buys you another couple of years.
Right. After President Trump's second term is over, all bets are off. Mike Pence does not have the personality to get elected mayor of a small town. I don't know how he ever got to be a U.S. senator. But nice guy, with good beliefs, but he just doesn't have the personality to be elected president. And I'm not sure who would be eligible and electable. But that's a different story for a different day. What we have in our face right now are socialist, communist, Democrats, Muslims who want to destroy this country, don't we, Sam?
Yeah, and it's interesting that the socialists and the Muslims have joined forces to defeat people that love liberty and a republic where free people can live. It's a phenomenal thing that the socialists, the communists, and the Muslims have all joined together to try and destroy America.
All right. I found it ironic. I was at Amazon looking at the Bushnell Elite 4500, and right next to it was an advertisement from Amazon for Michael Obama's audio book. And Michael's there with an off-the-shoulder dress and a big smile and those lovely fingers that only a man can have. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of July, visiting with Sam Andrews. This is Firearms Monday. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there is 417-718-2597. Sam, at your Facebook page here, I want to read the first sentence from one of your students. He says, I've been in the Army for 15 years, which tells me he's still active duty, and so I knew something about long-range shooting. And then I met Sam. You hear that a lot, don't you?
Yeah, it's a chief warrant officer out of Fort Leonard Wood that came over for a sniper training class. A really great guy. You know, after having a couple of those guys in our sniper training courses, I got a very warm, fuzzy feeling thinking, thank God these men are on our side. They are just great guys.
Was he a chopper pilot by any chance?
Nope. He was a combat engineer.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's kind of, these warrant officers are kind of the stepchildren of the Army. They're not officers, they're not enlisted, but they generally have very high level skill sets, don't they?
Oh, they're the best. They're the best men in our military. I'll tell you what. A lot of people don't know how we got to the point that chief warrant officers, those ranks, got entered into our military. And Major General Hollingsworth told me one day how it happened. He said he was a Marine Corps two-star that I worked for at the Pentagon. And he told me that it was an interesting story because years ago on the Navy ships were all powered by steam. And they had a
they still
policy
are. Sam,
in the Navy.
Sam, they still are. They still are.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I understand that, but the steam engine rooms were a little different than they are today. And the policy was that you had to have an officer run every department of the ship. So there had to be an officer in charge of the engine room, the steam room. Well, it was too hot. Back then, the Navy officers came from one side of the railroad tracks, and the enlisted Navy personnel came from the other side. Right. And none of the guys that came from the wealthy soft side of the tracks could handle the heat of the engine room. They kept passing out. And so what they did was they promoted the best and brightest of the enlisted group to run the engine departments of the ships because they could handle the heat in the steam room and not have physical problems. And that's why they created the chief warrant officer rank, was to promote the best and brightest in the enlisted, so they had an officer running a department of the area of the ship that was the engine room.
I knew a lot of warrant officers. One in the sixth group, Chief CWO Hardy Batchelor, he had been General Westmoreland's first sergeant when Westmoreland was second lieutenant on D-Day. And he was one tough guy. I never saw 45, 50-year-old Green Berets scared of anything as much as they were CWO Hardy Batchelor in charge of the motor pool. They did not want to bring that Jeep back with a scratch or a bit of mud on it. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.